Welcome back to Rosie on the House, or welcome if you're just joining us. Of the six stations that we broadcast on in Arizona, some of them are news-related, some are music-related, and there was a couple of our stations that have been covering the funeral of Senator McCain, and we were trying to decide, do we just not do the show or do the show? And, well, we're here every Saturday, rain or shine, so we did the broadcast live. If you missed it, you can podcast that first 2 hours or 2.5 hours at rosieonthehouse.com. It's got the link right there. When you mouse over homeowner resources, a little drop-down menu comes and you see radio podcast as your second option, and then click on today's date. Gary will have the audio links up.
Within about an hour and a half, 2 hours.
All right. Yeah. Very good. We had a great hour talking fitness at the beginning, what Rosie refers to as APS behind, from sitting inside, staying out of the heat all summer long.
Eating dinner at 8:30 at night.
Because that's when your peak time.
That's
is,
right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Julie Murphy with the Arizona Farm Bureau was in at 8 o'clock with a local farmer, Paco Alteron, and had a great hour talking about cotton. And they join us the first Saturday of every month. If you have our home maintenance calendar and you're expecting to hear about chilies, that is my fault. I got chilies and cotton chilies, months reversed.
Chilies, cotton.
The goal with that is to always pick what's in harvest at this time. And chilies are in harvest right now, so we added a great recipe that Mom and Jan still did a recipe for chilies on. The cotton month that was supposed to happen in November happened now, but the reason for that is cotton in parts of Arizona is being harvested now. They're doing it earlier in Yuma, as we learned in the Cotton Hour, and it'll be closer into November where it was originally scheduled. It was just, you know, a lack of checking the details. It was one of those interesting crops. Kind of like corn, you can be harvesting it for months somewhere throughout the state of Arizona. So my fault, I apologize for reversing those, but we'll still get to chilies in November where they were, where cotton was supposed to be. So on our home maintenance calendar for your home to-dos, and this is a great one if you're a member of the Home Zada digital home maintenance that we have brought to our listeners here in the great state of Arizona. It was something we had actually started to build ourselves, and in doing product research for it, I say product, doing technology research for it, because it is a digital home maintenance app, we ran across this Home Zada, and we started studying, and they said, well, they're doing exactly what we're building, and they're already experts at building technology-based platforms, so let's just partner with them. Instead, because they've already got the resources we're looking for.
It was a great find. And so what Romy and I were trying to do, and what Romy was kind of brainstorming, is how can we digitally automize our home maintenance? What happens if we don't remember to do a regularly scheduled maintenance issue one particular spring or fall? Well, and then how about if we got it to where it automatically reminded us, but how about if our home automatically started calling our Rosie certified contractors? So we took it to step one with this Home Zada.
Yeah, this isn't going to make any phone calls.
No, we'll get there. But this is step one, and it's home inventorying, it's home maintenance scheduling, it's a fantastic software.
And it's, you can share as much or a little about your home as you want, just whatever you need to accomplish what you're working on. For example, our to-do this week was checking your irrigation, especially if you're going to be transitioning from a summer lawn to a winter lawn. Your lawn irrigation, if you've got spots in your yard where it's not as green as the other, that's a very good indication that you've got a head that's not working well. Well, it may be good enough to kind of limp along and semi-green your Bermuda grass, but that's not going to help germinate any rye, especially if you're not going to be mulching over it. A lot of cases, and ours we do about every other year. 1 year, I'll do straight seed, and the next year I'll put a mulch cover on it, and then next year dry. back and forth. Drip irrigation is another big part of it. So you can get that link at rosieonthehouse.com. Run through your irrigation schedule. Next hour, we're going into our topic-driven hour, and it is Landscape Month here at Rosie on the House, so we'll be talking about the great landscapes you can go see for ideas.